I'm going to be claimed for the dark no matter what.
No, you control your own nature.
I'm Bob Smithauser. Welcome to the official Plugged In podcast, where today is the big day, a very special day, one we've all been waiting for.
That's right. It's Valentine's Day. Woohoo!
Well, yes, Bob Hoos it is. But, you know, I remember Valentine's Days back when I was single, and they weren't usually much fun.
Yeah, well, you got a point there.
Actually, I was referring to something everybody can enjoy, something that we've been looking forward to for the past month or so. Today, we're going to announce the winners of the first ever Plugged In Movie Awards. Oh.
As I said, woo!
If you've been following our blog page, you know that we nominated films in four categories, and later in the podcast, we'll reveal our picks and yours. But before we do that, we have a review of the bewitching teen romance Beautiful Creatures, which opens in theaters today. And then we're going to talk with Brian Olsen, lead singer with the Christian band Vota. There's a song on their new album with a powerful message for parents I want to ask him about. We'll also hear how 100% of the proceeds are going to a very special cause. And since it is Valentine's Day, it's only fitting that our sponsor is Focus on the Family's Date Night Challenge, designed to help you fall even more in love with your spouse. There's music, teaching, and lots of laughs. Julie and I attended one of these events. We had a great time, and you can too. Find out more by visiting focusonthefamily.com/date night.
When a female caster turns 16, we face what they call the claiming. The powers will be claimed for either the light or the dark, depending on my true nature. I don't know who I really am inside.
When it comes to teen romance, Hollywood can't get enough of the latest breed of star-crossed lovers. One mortal, one not so much. The Twilight Saga gave us a girl-vampire combo.
And a werewolf.
And a werewolf. Then just last week on this podcast, we learned about a human Juliet and her zombie Romeo in Warm Bodies. And without so much as a palate cleanser, the PG-13 Beautiful Creatures is upon us, featuring a mortal boy and a young witch.
Of course, they prefer the term caster.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. It's based on a popular young adult novel, and it arrived in theaters today. Bob, what's the story?
Okay. Well, this one centers on a young man who's sort of the central character. His name is Ethan Waite, and he comes from a deep southern town in Gatlin, South Carolina, a little tiny burg with 12 churches, one library, and a very small movie theater that shows movies that are like a month old. And he just can't wait to get out of town. That is, until this new girl moves in, Lena Duchesne, who moves in with her uncle, Macon Ravenwood, this sort of recluse that lives in a big mansion. And Ethan realizes, this is the girl of my dreams, quite literally. I mean, he's been having dreams with this girl, and he never saw her face. And then when Lena moves in, he realizes it's her. He has this instant connection. Of course, it's not quite so instant for her because, as you mentioned, she's a witch. And she, well, the casters, they don't like humans in general. And in this particular case, she's afraid that, as that little clip said, that she was going to be turning to the bad side.
As we know, movie studios love to ride a hot trend. Is this just Twilight with witches, or is there more going on here?
Well, yes and no. I always love answering your questions with that. The fact is that, especially from the book's perspective, I say I read the book too, there were a lot of layers in the book that dealt with teen issues and teen angst and teen rebellion. Not as much here, but there still are some positive things that the movie does talk about. It talks about having freedom of choice, that we're not locked into our future. It also talks about self-sacrificial actions in some of the characters, even dealing with, you know, a sensitive guy. I mean, Ethan is one of these guys who, the perfect date, pretty much. I mean, he's got a sense of humor. He's athletic. He's handsome. He's sensitive. He's got the bases covered. And so, in a way, it talks pretty positively about some teen issues. But then the fact is that through most of the film, it's pretty one-dimensional, you know, in terms of the supernatural pap.
Well, supernatural stuff notwithstanding, you told me earlier that one of the biggest problems with Beautiful Creatures is how it depicts God
oh,
and
yes.
Christians in general.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that was one of the biggest disappointments that I had from reading the book. Now, the book still has some supernatural issues, but there was a certain charm about the book and a certain quality and aspect that it dealt with the Deep South and almost loving in certain areas about the Southern way of things in the movie they want to set up this instant conflict for Lena and Ethan. And the way they do that is by making all the townsfolks these Bible-thumping Christian bigots, pretty much, all the way through. You know, they're waving their giant crosses and using the name of Jesus as sort of a weapon in a number of scenes. Mm-hmm. And I really found that disturbing. At the same time, they make things like witchcraft, dark and light, and talking to your dead ancestors very appealing, and ooh, isn't that cool? And so, you know, I really didn't like what they did with that whole aspect of the spirituality.
Are there any other problems parents should know about?
Yes, they should know about Ridley, who is Lena's cousin, and she's a siren. And so they bring some sensuality into the movie, too, that is pretty heavy as compared to some of the other Twilight-like movies. She can get men to do what she wants. In one case, she sort of calls a guy right out on these railroad tracks where he's run over by a train. Mm. In another case, she makes Ethan's best friend, Link, her consort of sorts, and they show him these passionate makeout sessions. Some things that I didn't really need to be in the movie to make the point.
Does this story stand alone, or is it part of a series?
Well, it is a series, but I can only hope, based on this movie and my dislike of it, I suppose I can say, that it doesn't have any magic at the box office.
Okay, good job, Bob. For detailed reviews of all the new releases this extended holiday weekend, Escape from Planet Earth, Safe Haven, Good Day to Die Hard, and of course, Beautiful Creatures, the place to go is PluggedIn.com. Next up, if you're like me, you appreciate Christian pop artists with bold lyrics and an even bolder call to impact the world, not just the music charts. Voda is just such a band, one with an exciting mission. They also have a great new album that includes a song for parents. I thought you'd enjoy meeting lead singer-songwriter Brian Olson, who's on the line with us now. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You know, some of our listeners were fans of the band Casting Pearls, and to this day, they wonder what happened to those guys. You want to shed a little light on that for us?
Sure. Well, we're actually the same guys. A few things happened. One, there was this little old band that came out called Casting Crowns that kind of had half our name and had a whole bunch of success, and at the same time, we had some unfortunate circumstances with a record label, and we signed a new record deal, and they just encouraged us to consider a different name to avoid confusion and to separate from the old record deal. So we just like, okay, well, we don't mean to confuse all our fans, but we'll go ahead and do it.
So what's the significance of the name Voda?
You know, I wish there was a beautiful story to it, but here's our intent. We really wanted a name that was a little bit mysterious and curious and didn't have a big meaning attached to it, so we could define it ourselves as people got to know who we were as people and our music. And a lot of that, too, is we have a ministry where we go into public high schools and middle schools. We started this thing called the 180 Tour, and we do character-based assemblies in schools all across the country. And strategically, we didn't want a name that had a huge Christian meaning attached to it, because sometimes people are fearful in bringing something labeled Christian into a school, and we have a very strategic ministry to reach students with the gospel, and so that was part of our intent as well.
Cool. Well, you've got a new album out called Love Found Me. Musically speaking, what's special about this project?
We always try to approach an album with variety. I loved an album that you can listen from start to finish and not get bored and also not quite sure what's going to happen next. So we've got songs that are very meaningful to me. I've been a worship leader for the past year and a half, and I've had a strong desire to write, worship songs as well as just songs that are just honest about life. So I think it's a great listen from start to finish, personally.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is a great album, and I think it has cross-generational appeal. My kids are 15 and 11, and my wife and I are always looking for music for the car that everybody can agree on, and Love Found Me is one of those albums.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, you're uniting families without even realizing it. What do you think of that?
I love that.
Along those lines, one song off the new album really spoke to me as a dad, and it's central to what we're all about here at Focus on the Family, and that's Show Me What I've Got. Where did that song come from?
Well, that song came from, you know, ironically, being in full-time Christian ministry and traveling as a band and, you know, doing a great work for the kingdom. But at the same time, those sort of things, that sort of lifestyle is quite a stress on family. You know, for me to go do what I do in VODA and all the stuff that we do in schools means I have to leave home and be gone a lot. And right. I just, and so that song came from, you know, the realization that this is going by so fast. You know, my daughter just turned 12, and she's not going to be around for too much longer. And quite honestly, you know, I come from a home. I'm the only believer in my family, and I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And I came from a broken home. I've always just been terrified of wanting to do it right. And I'm so thankful that, you know, that my children are for the first time growing up in a solid Christian home. And so just all of those emotions, just seeing how fast this is going, wanting to be there for my entire family, including my daughter, and to do this right.
Oh, I think it's going to bless and challenge a lot of parents. If it's okay with you, why don't we play it right now, and then we'll chat a bit more.
That sounds great.
She looks up at me with big bright eyes and smile. Says, hey, Daddy, can you play with me a while? I'm sorry, dear, not today. So much work, no time for play. Well, she turns and walks away. And then I think, what am I working for? And why am I always wanting more? Well, show me what I've got. Just a little time is all she really needs. And just a little time is all we really have. Cause soon the day is coming fast when I hold on to the past. And I wish that we could play again. Show me what I've got. Help me. What I already have is everything to me. We won't be here for long.
Brian, I can almost hear some parents saying, I relate to that song. I know I need to make a change, but how do I do that? What would you tell them? How, in big or small ways, did you do that?
You know what? I think it's the small ways. I think we always dream of, maybe this is what guys do, or fathers, but we dream of the big ways. We wait for vacations and things like that. But you know what? It's that spending 5 minutes, you know, laying with my kid in bed and asking him, strategic questions, not how was your day, because you know what the answer is going to be, good. But, you know, give me one highlight of your day, or what was the something difficult that happened today. You know, just even rephrasing the question to start dialogue and just spending time, you know, finding a way to shut off work or shut off what you need to do next and just go, here's my child that's asking me a question and I want to be there for him, you know, because sometimes those questions come at the wrong time. And I think it's the little things more than the big things.
Oh, your passion for children extends way beyond the walls of your own home. You know, proceeds from this new album are going to go to stop human trafficking at the border of Nepal and India. This is exciting. Explain what's happening there.
Well, what's happening is there are people that there's traffickers, sex traffickers that are posing as employment agents that come into Nepal and they target poor families and poor communities and basically say, hey, we can find a job for your daughter in India. And they take, and the families raise all this money just to send their daughter over. And can you imagine being in such a place as a family that you've got to send your child to go work to help provide for your family? So they send their child over the border, and then these girls are sold to a brothel and just in a terrible, tragic situation. And there's a very simple way to deter and help stop this. There's an organization called Tiny Hands International. They've been in Nepal for years, actually started by doing orphanages, and they started fighting human trafficking. Well, they have permission to set up border monitoring stations at all the border points between Nepal and India, and they can interview everybody coming through, and they can tell when something's not right, when something looks suspicious. And they're actually, one border monitoring station can rescue up to 120 girls per year.
That's amazing.
And so we, as a band, you know, we just decided we want to do something for the kingdom, something different, and take a different road. And that's why this album is completely dedicated to that. We're giving it away for free. And if people choose to give anything, it's all going to Tiny Hands to support this campaign. And then we've got a special exclusive album to give those people that decide to give something.
Oh, that's awesome. So for our friends who want to help out by downloading your new album, how can they do that?
Well, if they go to lovefoundme.org, you can get it there. There's a quick video that explains everything we're doing. You can also text VOTA, V-O-T-A, to 313131, and you can get the album that way.
Well, before I let you go, it comes as no surprise that men are in crisis today. And when I say today, I mean literally today. Today's Valentine's Day, and guys being guys, a lot of them waited to the very last minute, Brian, and they are struggling to come up with a romantic gift idea. Looking back over the years of all the Valentine's gifts, or gifts in general, that you've given to your wife, were there any that got a really great reaction?
Okay. In general, for Valentine's Day, what my wife just loves to be able to have a chance to hang out, and we love Indian food and Thai food and Vietnamese food, and we love to find those restaurants that are kind of tucked in a corner somewhere. So what's great about that is usually you don't have to, none of these places take reservations, and a lot of people in town don't even know that these places are open. So we love to find a place like that and just enjoy being together. And even when it comes to flowers, she's really, I think, gets more stressed out if I buy her roses because she knows how much they cost. I know that she likes fresh cut flowers and not potted. And just getting to know your wife and what makes her happy. And so that, you know, I have to say we're a little bit boring in that way. I think our life is so crazy in other ways that when we just have time together, that's what it's like. But I'm so thankful that God has given me her and the wonderful family that we have.
Brian, it's been a lot of fun. Blessings to VOTA, and thanks so much for being with us. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too, Bob.
Brian mentioned the diversity of his new album. We're going to share a clip from another song at the end of the program, one that reminds me a little of Owl City and Toby Mac. But now, we get to announce the winners of the first ever Plugged In Movie Awards.
Nice music.
Thanks. Last month on our blog page, we nominated 5 films in each of 4 categories that reflected a certain level of quality and family friendliness. The Plugged In staff voted, so did you, and so with Bob's help, we'll list the nominees and the winner, followed by the fan favorite. Bob, let's start with Best Christian Movie, which is defined as a feature created within the Christian film industry.
Right. And the nominees are Rogue Saints, Unconditional, Blue Like Jazz, October Baby, and monumental in search of America's national treasure. And the winner is... Envelope, please.
Well, 3 weeks ago, I found out that my entire life is a lie.
The PG-13 pro-life drama, October Baby. Meanwhile, the fan favorite in this category was the documentary Monumental.
Next up, our best movie for kids, specifically elementary and middle school-aged children. The nominees are Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, Chimpanzee, Ice Age Continental Drift, Brave, and Journey to the Mysterious Island. And the winner is...
Well, that was worth the price of admission.
Madagascar 3. Our readers actually chose Brave, Bob, which we liked a lot, but just felt wasn't quite as accessible to viewers on the younger end of that category.
Right.
Still, both good films. You know, perhaps the biggest controversy online was that Wreck-It Ralph wasn't among the kids' nominees this year.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who gave that a thumbs up, but I think we sort of avoided that because of some of the less than kid-friendly humor, let's say.
Okay, now for the teen category.
Right. The five nominated films are... The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Chasing Mavericks, Mirror Mirror, The Avengers, and The Odd Life of Timothy Green. And the Plugged In Movie Award goes to...
Jay's looked up to you his entire life. Can't you see how much he needs you?
Chasing Mavericks, a PG film based on, well, actual events. You know, our staff really admired this one, Bob, for its... It's mentoring themes.
No doubt. Now, there may have been more action-packed spectacles this year, but I suppose when it comes to heart, Chasing Mavericks really did stand out.
Yep.
So how about the fans' choice for best movie for teens?
Well, among the registered fans and Facebook voters, The Hobbit was the one who climbed to the top.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if parts 2 and 3 do the same.
Yeah.
Okay, we're down to our last category. This one's called Diamonds in the Rough, and basically it's our way of honoring movies that aren't perfect, some difficult content to wade through, but communicate powerful messages. And the nominees are Lincoln, The Impossible, Trouble with the Curve, Life of Pi, and Les Miserables. And the winner is...
2, 4, 6, 1
Les Miserables, which was also our reader's pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not without its challenges, so if you haven't already, be sure to read our detailed review at PluggedIn.com before heading to the theater. Those are our first annual Plugged In Movie Awards. Don't forget you can read more about them in tomorrow's edition of our blog, where you can also weigh in on the results.
And tune in next week, where we'll be discussing those lesser awards, Academy Awards.
Indeed. Right. Next week is our annual Oscar Roundtable. All the editors will be here to offer a thumbnail sketch of the 9 Best Picture nominees from a plugged-in perspective, plus trivia, predictions, and more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A lot to talk about here.
Until then, thanks to Bob Hoos, our engineer Dave Salkeld, special guest Brian Olson, and our sponsor, Focus on the Family's Date Night Challenge. We've already heard one song off Boda's new album, Love Found Me. We're going to leave you with a portion of another. Open Up the Sky has a little different flavor. We hope you enjoy it, and we hope you join us again next time as we look at what Hollywood considers the cream of the crop, because it's not just entertainment.
The official Plugged In podcast is a production of PluggedIn.com and Focus on the Family.
Darkest night, I need